Today on Rockin' the Suburbs.
Modern heavy blues rock, sweet southern sounds, 70s classic rock, and 80s traditional heavy metal.
Hello, Jim and Patrick, fellow listeners. This is Niklas calling in from Sweden about April new music. I'm doing this at the very last minute, so I had to think twice if it's April or May. It's May 18th, so please forgive me. There were three singles released within a week that I really like. Got Wet Leg, The Hives, and my new favorite band, Sunday 1994. So I think I'm gonna bend the rules a little bit. But first off, the single I'm gonna pick is Catch These Fists by Wet Leg. If you remember, a couple of years ago, they had Chaise Longue, which was a big hit. And I think there's another single of theirs, Wet Dream, was even bigger. I had the fortune of seeing them live in Edinburgh, whilst visiting Stephen Routledge. That was a top trip, as you would imagine. So please play Catch These Fists, Wet Leg. So, for my album, I'm going to skip because I want to include an EP that actually came out in May, but there was a single in April. The second single from the upcoming EP was released on April 11th, and then the EP came out on 9th of May. Now, I would say that an EP is somewhere in between a single and an album, right? So that should mean that we could bend the rules a little bit. So I'm going to pick this EP by Sunday 1994, which has six lovely songs on it. I picked their album from last year as the best of the year. And I think this could be a contender, because I think if they do the same as they did last year, they released three singles, then they released the EP, and then they added a few more songs for the LP. But let's listen to the EP, shall we? Oh, well, not the entire EP now, but please do. I highly recommend the new EP called Devotion. And the song that came out in April as a single was Rain. So if you could please play Rain for us, that would be lovely. I love the snare drum on this song. And also love the reverb-drenched music and the vocals. I love everything about it. So Sunday, 1994. That's all for me. I may be back in May or in June for May new music. Oh, it's confusing. Well, talk to you later. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Good evening, Jim, Patrick, interns, and fellow Rock in the Suburbs listeners. This is Sonny Varney from Franklin Park, Illinois, and these are my picks for April new music. First up is singer-songwriter and blues guitarist Ellie Venable. She's from Texas. She started singing at her church at age 4 and picked up the guitar at age 12. Describe her sound as modern heavy blues rock. Her latest album is called Money and Power, and the song I like to play is the title track of the same name.
Razor blade, steep The deal's made, the green paper cuts dry like a razor blade. Imagine what a woman could do. They ain't gotta take it from you. Don't you doubt her. She got that money and power.
For my second pick is another female singer-songwriter blues guitarist named Samantha Fish. She's from Kansas City, Missouri. Her latest album is called Paper Doll. And I describe her sound very much similar to Ellie Venable, modern heavy blues rock. And the song I like to play is called Sweet Southern Sounds. And for my honorable mention pick is the band The Riven from Stockholm, Sweden. I described their sound very much across of 70s classic rock and 80s traditional heavy metal. Their latest album is called Visions of Tomorrow, and a song I like to play is called Killing Machine. In closing, Jim Patrick Enters, thanks for everything you do. Let's keep rocking the suburbs and listen to Suburbs Rock Radio. And until next month, goodbye for now.
We got no sense. We're all
Now, I would say that an EP is somewhere in between a single and an album, right? So that should mean that we could bend the rules a little bit.